This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Starting tonight, Rainy Street in downtown Austin will be closed to cars and trucks three nights a week. KUT's transportation reporter Samuel King is here to tell us all about that. Hello, Samuel.
Hi, Nathan.
Tell us about this plan to close Rainy Street.
So from now through early March, three nights a week, so that's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Rainy Street will be closed from 9 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. once the nightlife starts to pick up. Emergency vehicles are exempt from this, but ride shares, things like that, there will be certain pickup spots on North End or the South End of the closure. And the closure is from Davis Street to River Street. There's a couple blocks where it's still going to be open, but the main block where most of the bars are, that's going to be closed those three nights a week.
How did this plan come to be? This wasn't the original plan, was it?
Well, there was a fatal collision on Rainy Street. A woman ended up dying after being hit by a car. So that's when this conversation started up again, really in earnest. There had been some traffic studies in the past as well. So the original conception of this was a sort of a shared streets thing. And council member Kathy Tovo, she's the one who represents that area. She also introduced that resolution to have sort of a shared streets plan, which would ban cars. So she wanted that to be explored. APD looked at it and said, well, there's a lot of pedestrians here. We're talking about thousands of pedestrians on either a given Friday or Saturday night, something like 7,000. You need to just close this off altogether to just pedestrians. So the original plan that was released in November, the initial plan, no scooters, no bikes, no pedicabs, just pedestrians. So city officials heard feedback from the city council's mobility committee, some of the various advisory councils. It was like, hey, wait a minute. Is there a way that we could adjust that to include those? Because we wanted this to be a shared streets pilot. So they've made those changes and also pared back the closing a little bit. So adding that extra block.
How do people who live in the neighborhood feel about this?
Well, some say it's about time. While others are like, well, we're not sure that this is the way to go about it. They feel it will cause even more congestion in the area, preventing people who live in some of the apartment buildings and the like from accessing their homes, especially since you're moving the rideshares to either side of Rainy Street in terms of the closure. And so there are people with apartment buildings on that northern end. There are definitely a lot of apartment buildings on the southern end, so, and condo buildings, I should say. So people are concerned about that. They feel the city should focus more on improving sidewalks along that stretch. There are some stretches that really don't have real sidewalks. Also enforcement and also some other things short of a full closure.
Is it possible the city could tweak this plan at all?
I think that might be likely to happen just based on what we see, especially starting this weekend. They have committed to taking a look at things. Austin police will be out there to enforce this closure. There'll be staff in the Austin Transportation Department as well out there looking at how this works. And again, this will run until early March. It is just a pilot program. It's not permanent at this point. That leads up to South by Southwest, where, as we saw last year, Rainy Street was closed for 2 weeks because of the amount of people there. So that's why it sort of stops before then. But then it's going to be closed anyway for South by.
KUT Samuel King joining us to talk about the city of Austin closing Rainy Street to cars and trucks three nights a week starting tonight. You can read his story about this at KUT.org. Thanks, Samuel.
Thanks, Nathan.